Track 9 and more news stories. Towns urged to act to regain control of facilities. Devon's towns and parishes are being urged to act before it's too late if they want to regain control over key facilities in their areas. Town and parish councils usually have numerous responsibilities depending on their size, but many day-to-day services include things such as allotments, car parks, festivals, and community buses, through to open spaces, public toilets, and street lighting. Often, though, district or borough councils or even county councils might actually own features within towns and parishes, such as village or town halls, toilet blocks, or open spaces. That can mean parish and town councils having to rent out the hall in their own community or not being in control of when toilet facilities are operated. The call for parishes and towns to start making requests now for the items they want control of comes ahead of one of the biggest shake-ups in local democracy in 50 years, known as Local Government Reorganisation, LGR for short. The so-called two-tier system that exists in 21 areas of England, including Devon, means that both district, borough and county councils sit above their town and parish equivalents. Districts and county councils are responsible for different services, but the government wants all councils to become unitary, meaning all services would be run under one roof. Two of Devon's existing 11 councils are unitary, Plymouth and Torbay, but Devon County Council and the eight districts below it operate the two-tier system.
70 Icelandic horses are saved in Devon. Herds of semi-feral Icelandic horses have been saved thanks to a major collaboration between two equine welfare charities and the RSPCA. The 15-month operation led to the rescue and protection of 70 of the rare breed horses and foals. Concerns had first been raised by members of the public in May 2024, which prompted action from Devon-based the Mare and Foal Sanctuary and World Horse Welfare. Welfare officers found a number of semi-feral herds of Icelandic horses. There was unmanaged breeding with pregnant mares living alongside fighting colts and stallions. Some were found with life-threatening injuries. The equine charities worked together with the RSPCA across several sites in Devon. As the owner cooperated, horses were signed over in stages over several months to the three charities. The locations involved in this operation are not being identified. The RSPCA says the former owner has cooperated and no further action is planned at this time. Two other charities, the Donkey Sanctuary and Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, supported the operation with extra transport, equipment and expertise. Blue Cross also stepped in at the conclusion of the case with an offer to rehome some of the horses. The entire process was a vet-led multi-agency effort, adhering to strict codes of practice upheld by all partners. Injured horses and those deemed most at risk by the vets were removed first, followed by mares and foals in need of specialist care, then stallions. Healthy mares and foals were taken last. By the end of summer 2025, all horses had been safely removed. RSPCA Inspector Sarah Morris, who led for the Animal Welfare Charity, said this multi-agency approach demonstrated what can be achieved when charities collaborate towards common goals. Each charity contributed specialist skills and knowledge, which allowed us to support the horses and the owner. We encourage the public to work with us, follow guidance, and correctly manage the welfare of their animals, and reach out for help when needed. I cannot praise enough the work of the equine charities involved in this operation. What we achieved was truly amazing. Icelandic horses are a unique breed known for their strength, agility, and thick coat, well suited to cold climates. They are a hardy and versatile breed, often used for riding, driving, and as working ponies, but are quite rare in Britain, with numbers estimated to be around 1,000 registered individuals across the UK.
Water Company's plea over blockages and fatbergs. South West Water are urging its customers to help prevent blockages and fatbergs from forming. The Water Company says when fats, oils and greases mix with items like wet wipes, sanitary products and food waste, they create stubborn blockages. And if left unchecked, these can grow into giant, concrete-like fatbergs, the most extreme form of sewer monster, the company says. In the past year alone, South West Water has cleared more than 7,000 avoidable blockages from its network, with three quarters of those caused by just two things, wet wipes and fats. Jenny Eamer, Wastewater Services Operations Manager at South West Water, said, "Blockages might sound like something out of a horror story, but they're very real, and they start with the choices we all make at home and at work. The good news is that they're easy to stop. Small actions starve these sewer monsters, and together we can make a big difference. Blockages thrive on the things we put down our drains and toilets, but without a supply of food, they can't grow. By making a few simple changes, everyone can help to starve fatbergs, keep our sewers flowing freely, and protect homes, communities, and the environment. Everyone can play their part. 1. Only flushing the three P's, pee, poo, and paper. Everything else belongs in the bin. 2. Not pouring fats, oils, or grease down sinks. Let them cool, scrape, or pour them into a container and put them in the food waste bin. And 3. Food businesses should all install and maintain grease-trapping equipment to stop fats, oils, and greases from entering the sewer network and adopt good kitchen habits like dry wiping dirty pots and plates into a bin before putting them in the dishwasher."
Driver admits causing death of pedestrian. A 46-year-old Newton Abbott driver mounted a pavement in a Cornish seaside town and killed one pedestrian and seriously injured his wife as they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. Colin Williams admitted causing the death of David Clark by careless driving and a second charge of causing serious injury to his wife, Daphne. Bodmin Magistrates Court heard Williams of Horseshoe Drive, Newton Abbott, may have been blinded by sunlight in his eyes when he mounted the pavement in St Ives one evening in April 2024. Great-grandfather Mr Clark, 83, died from his injuries in hospital and his wife suffered life-changing injuries, police said at the time. Williams, who wept in the dock, was told the case will be sentenced in Truro Crown Court next month and he was bailed. He was also given an interim driving ban.